Welcome to Lit Poetry, the podcast where we go on a journey of discovery, reading, analyzing, and discussing great poetry from around the world. Poetry is worth it because the reading and writing of poetry is a revolutionary act that has the potential to transform both the reader and our world.
Welcome to the discussion of Hope is a Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson. This is a very famous poem and dearly beloved by many. So let's start with listening to the poem before returning to the podcast for a discussion of the poem's themes and historical context.
Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never, in extremity, it asked a crumb of me.
So let's start our discussion today with a glimpse back at the poem's historical context. Emily Dickinson was a poet of profound influence worldwide and might have remained unknown if not for her sister Lavinia's discovery of a hidden trunk filled with poetry in Dickinson's bedroom after her death. During her lifetime, Dickinson chose to publish only a few of almost 1,800 poems she crafted, opting to keep much of her writing private. The distinctiveness and idiosyncrasy of Dickinson's poetry can be attributed, in part, to her detachment from literary mainstream. While her fascination with the potency of nature and the intricacies of the soul aligns with the American and Romantic movement, her work stands out with a unique voice, employing the rhythmic patterns of hymns combined with an unconventional dash-laden language. Dickinson's poems frequently delved into eerie psychological depths within just a few lines. Inspired by contemporary American transcendentalists like Emerson, whom she deeply admired for his essays on self-reliance, Dickinson also drew inspiration from early English writers such as Charlotte Bronte and William Wordsworth. These writers shared a common interest in the lives of ordinary individuals and the pursuit of inner freedom in a 19th century world that often demanded conformity. The poem Hope is a Thing with Feathers falls into the category of Dickinson's definition poems. In these works, the speaker introduces an abstract noun, in this case hope, exploring it through concrete terms and images to offer a fresh perspective. Other renowned poems following a similar structure include Grief is a Mouse and Fame is a Bee. Dickinson crafted two more poems on hope specifically, titled Hope is a Strange Invention and Hope is a Subtle Glutton. Most of Dickinson's poetry was written during the American Civil War, during which she staunchly supported the Union. Despite her deep engagement with the conflict, her poems seldomly directly addressed the political sphere, focusing instead on her immediate surroundings or adopting a broader philosophical perspective. Dickinson's life was notably unconventional for her time. Contrary to societal expectations for women to marry and bear children, she chose solitude. In the later part of her life, she withdrew from the world, communicating sparely with only a close circle of friends and family, spending most of her time secluded in her room. So So I want to talk here about how the poem serves as a hymn celebrating the human ability to hold on to hope. Using an extended metaphor, the poem presents hope as a bird dwelling within the human soul, singing through all circumstances, be it fair or foul, indicating that hope is resilient and nearly indestructible. The poem emphasizes the miraculous nature of hope and its ability to withstand adversity. Indeed, the poem highlights that hope demands nothing in return, asserting that maintaining hope comes at no cost. Consequently, the poem urges its readers to embrace the quality of hope as a fundamental aspect of our human nature. Commencing with the definition of hope as a thing with feathers, the poem deliberately chooses an unusual description to prompt readers to perceive hope with fresh eyes, urging them not to take it for granted. As with most great poems, the poem itself tells a big story, small, unlike a novel which tells a small story large. The metaphorical hope, symbolized by a bird, finds its abode in the soul. This connection signifies the boundless capacity of humanity for hope, suggesting that even in the depths of despair, individuals can possess hope, serving as a sustaining force. The poem asserts that hope is most potent in challenging times, acting as a guiding force through adversity, whether on a broad societal scale or in personal experiences of loss and grief. By referencing the multitude of people who have found strength in hope, the poem suggests that only an exceptionally severe storm could diminish the resilience of the little bird. Hope, it implies, has the ability to provide warmth even in the most challenging situations. Despite being indispensable to human existence, the poem underscores the minimal requirements of hope, noting that it costs nothing, not even a crumb. Here, perhaps it's useful to think about concentration camp survivor and author Viktor Frankl, who wrote that a person with a why to live can bear any how. And it is hope, of course, that can give our why the wings it requires to fly. So that's it for another episode. We'll be back next week with another poem to discuss. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll finish by listening one last time to the poem. See you next week.
Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never, in extremity, it asked a crumb of me.
You've been listening to the Lit Poetry Podcast, presented by James Laidler. For more podcasts, poetry videos, and other useful resources, visit our website at www.litpoetry.com. Thanks for listening.